under a crescent moon, where the waves whisper secrets to the shore, and the deep, dark ocean holds its breath, it's time for a story.
Baba, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Habibi. There he is. Come give Baba a hug. How was your day, Ya Yusuf?
It was good. Well, mostly.
Mostly? What happened?
We were doing a group project at school, and I was in a group with Omar and Sarah and Khalid, and I had a really good idea for the project, Baba. Like, a really, really good one.
Okay.
But nobody listened to me. They all wanted to do Omar's idea. So I said, fine, I don't want to be in your group anymore. And I went and sat by myself.
And then what?
Then Miss Amina said I couldn't just leave my group. She said I had to go back. And when I went back, they had already started without me. I didn't get to do anything. I just sat there. It's not fair, Baba. My idea was better, and nobody even listened.
Come sit with me. Yusuf, did you try telling them why your idea was good? Or did you just get upset and leave?
I just left.
You know, Habibi, that reminds me of a prophet, one of Allah's most beloved prophets. A man named Yunus, alayhi salam.
Yunus? Like my name, Yusuf and Yunus?
Almost. And you know what happened to Prophet Yunus? He got upset with his people and he walked away too. And what happened next? Well, it involves a whale.
A whale?
A whale. Let me tell you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Far away, in a land called Nineveh, a great city near the river Tigris, in the north of what we now call Iraq, there lived a people who had turned away from Allah. They cheated each other in the marketplace. They were unkind to the poor. They had forgotten how to be good. So Allah, in His mercy, sent them a prophet, a good man, a man who prayed and fasted and always remembered his Lord. His name was Yunus ibn Matta. Peace be upon him. Yunus went to the people of Nineveh and called them to worship Allah alone. Day after day, week after week, month after month, He spoke with kindness. He spoke with patience. He warned them that if they did not change their ways, a terrible punishment would come. Yunus pleaded with his people, urging them to turn back to Allah before it was too late, to leave their wrongdoing behind. He reminded them of Allah's mercy and His willingness to forgive. But his words fell on deaf ears. Door after door closed in his face. They laughed at him. They ignored him. They turned away. Yunus had tried everything. He had been patient for so long, but not a single person believed. And finally, his frustration grew too great. He warned them that the punishment would come in 3 days, and then he left. He walked away from Nineveh, angry and disappointed. Now here is the important part. Yunus left before Allah told him he could go. He was a prophet, and a prophet's job is to stay with his people, to keep trying, to wait for Allah's command. But Yunus was so frustrated, so tired, that he walked away on his own. The Quran tells us he stormed out in fury, thinking Allah had no power over him. But Allah had a plan that Yunus did not yet understand.
You hear that, Yusuf? He walked away because he was upset. Sound familiar?
Maybe a little.
Let's see what happened next.
Yunus walked until he reached the coast, and there he found a ship preparing to sail. He boarded it along with other travelers, and the ship set out across the open sea. At first, the sea was calm. The wind was gentle. The sky was clear. But then, a storm came. Not a small storm. A storm so fierce that the waves rose up like mountains and crashed down on the little wooden ship. The ship was tossed from side to side. Water poured over the deck. The sailors held on for their lives. In those days, when a ship was in danger, the sailors would draw lots. Each person would pick a name, and the one whose name was chosen would have to jump into the sea to lighten the load. They drew the lots, and the name that came up was Yunus. The sailors looked at Yunus. They could see he was a good man, a righteous man. They didn't want to throw him overboard, so they drew the lots again. Yunus, a second time. They drew a third time. Yunus. Three times his name came up. The Quran says he gambled and lost. Yunus understood. He stood up, removed his outer garment, and before anyone could stop him, he threw himself into the raging sea. Down, 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 Yunus sank into the dark water, and then, from the depths of the sea, Allah sent an enormous creature, a great whale surging up through the black water. The whale opened its mouth and swallowed Yunus whole. But Allah commanded that whale, "Do not harm him. Do not hurt him. Your belly is not his grave. It is his prison." And so Yunus found himself in a place no human being had ever been. Inside the belly of a great whale, at the bottom of the sea, in the middle of the night. Three layers of darkness. The darkness of the whale, the darkness of the ocean, and the darkness of the night all around him.
Can you imagine that, Yusuf? Darkness everywhere, all alone.
That's so scary, Baba.
It was. But listen to what Yunus did next. This is the most beautiful part.
At first, Yunus did not move. He thought he might be dead. Then, slowly, he moved his hands. He moved his legs. He opened his eyes, but saw nothing. He was alive. Alive inside the belly of a whale. And then Yunus heard something, faint, far away, coming from everywhere at once. A sound coming through the walls of the whale, rising up from the floor of the sea. It was the sound of the rocks and the creatures at the bottom of the ocean, glorifying Allah. Every stone, every grain of sand, every creature in the deep was praising its creator. And Yunus could hear it all. And in that moment, in the deepest darkness he had ever known, Yunus fell to his knees and he prayed. And the Quran tells us the words that Yunus cried out from the depths. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanaka, inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. There is no God but you. Glory to you. I was one of the wrongdoers. The tafsir of Ibn Kathir tells us that this prayer rose up from the belly of the whale, through the depths of the sea, up through the sky, all the way to the mighty throne of Allah. And the angels heard it. The angels said, O Lord, this is a voice we know, a weak voice from a faraway, strange place. And Allah said, That is my servant Yunus. The angels said, "Your servant Yunus, the one whose good deeds always reached you, the one whose prayers you always answered." And they asked Allah to have mercy on him, and Allah said, "Yes." The Quran tells us, "So we answered him and saved him from the affliction. Thus, we save the faithful." Allah commanded the whale. The great creature surged upward through the water, broke the surface of the sea, and cast Yunus out onto a bare, empty shore. Yunus lay on the sand, weak and sick. His skin was tender, his body was frail, he could barely move. The sun was bright, and he had no shade, no shelter, nothing. But Allah, in His mercy, caused a plant to grow right there beside him. A gourd plant, a squash vine. It grew quickly, spreading its wide, soft leaves over Yunus like a blanket of shade. Its leaves were large and cool. Its fruit was soft and nourishing, and no insects came near it. Allah took care of His prophet. Even in a place with nothing, Allah gave him everything he needed. Slowly, day by day, Yunus grew strong again. And when he was ready, Allah sent him back to the people of Nineveh. Now here is something extraordinary. Remember, Yunus had left Nineveh. He had told them the punishment would come in 3 days. And what happened after he left? The people of Nineveh looked at the sky. They saw the clouds turning dark. They felt the air growing heavy. They saw the signs of the punishment coming, and fear filled their hearts. And then they did something that no other nation in history had ever done. Every single one of them believed. The whole city, men, women, children, every person went out to the open land. They put on rough woolen clothes. They separated the mothers from their children, the camels from their calves, the cows from their young, the sheep from their lambs, so that every creature was crying out. And for 40 days and 40 nights, the people of Nineveh begged Allah for forgiveness, with tears running down their faces. With their hands raised to the sky, they repented. And Allah, the most merciful, the most forgiving, saw the truth in their hearts, and He removed the punishment. The dark clouds lifted, the sky cleared, the people of Nineveh were saved. The Quran tells us, "If only there was one town that believed and benefited by its belief, except for the people of Yunus. When they believed, we removed from them the suffering of disgrace, and we gave them comfort for a while. They are the only nation in the entire Quran who were saved like this, all of them, together. And when Yunus returned to them, 100,000 people, maybe more, they were waiting. They had believed. Allah had answered everyone's prayer, the prayer of Yunus in the darkness and the prayer of his people under the dark sky."
The whole city believed? Every single person?
Alhamdulillah. Every single one. The only time in all of history.
But Baba, Yunus walked away. Was that wrong?
It wasn't the best choice. Allah hadn't told him to leave yet. Yunus was frustrated. He felt like nobody was listening to him. And he gave up. But Yusuf, listen to me. Allah didn't give up on Yunus. Even inside the whale, in the deepest, darkest place you can imagine. Allah heard his prayer. And you know what the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said about Yunus's prayer?
What?
He said that anyone at all who makes that same prayer, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka, inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin, Allah will answer them. Subhanallah. It's one of the most powerful prayers there is.
Wow!
So today, when nobody listened to your idea and you walked away from your group, that was a little bit like Yunus leaving Nineveh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And what happened? You ended up all alone, with nothing to do. Just like Yunus ended up all alone, inside the whale. But here's what I want you to remember, Habibi. When things don't go your way, when nobody listens, walking away doesn't fix it. Yunus learned that. He could have stayed and kept trying. He could have been patient a little longer. And you know what? His people did believe in the end. He just didn't wait long enough to see it.
So, tomorrow, should I try again with my group?
I think that would make Allah very happy. And you know what else? If your idea is as good as you think it is, try explaining it again, with patience. Sometimes people just need a little more time to listen.
And if they still don't pick my idea?
Then you help them with their idea. Being part of a team, even when you don't get your way, that's not giving up. That's being strong. That's what Yunus learned too. He went back to his people, and he served Allah's plan, even though it wasn't exactly what he had expected.
Baba?
Yes, Habibi?
Can you teach me that prayer? The one Yunus said?
Of course. Say it with me. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin.
La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin.
Masha Allah. Beautiful. Now you have the same prayer that saved a prophet from the belly of a whale.
Baba, can you tell me another story tomorrow?
Insha'Allah. Every night, Habibi. Every night. Bismillah. Sleep well, my little fish.
And so ends tonight's story from Under a Crescent Moon. Remember, when things don't go your way and you feel like giving up, don't walk away. Stay. Be patient. And if you find yourself in a dark place, call on Allah. He heard Yunus in the belly of a whale at the bottom of the sea. He will hear you too. New stories are available every Friday. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The story of Prophet Yunus is told in the Holy Quran, in Surah Yunus, Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah As-Saffat, and Surah Al-Qalam. The beautiful details of his journey, the three darknesses, the whale's gentle prison, and the angels who recognized his voice, come to us from the tafsir of Ibn Kathir. And the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, honored Yunus so deeply that he said, as recorded by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, no one should say that he is better than Yunus ibn Matta. Translations of Quranic verses used in this episode graciously provided by Clear Quran with permission from Talal-i-Thani.